there, boys and girls. Welcome again to the Children's Bible Club. We're so glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Every boy and girl listening today will be able to say the title of that last song in truth from their heart, that their hope is in the Lord. Say, if you're trusting anything else except the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious blood to cleanse your heart from sin, then you have no hope. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I received a sad letter this week from a man who mocks the Lord Jesus Christ and who rejects the Bible. Oh, how sad and how fearful it is to be in such a position. How important it is for the Children's Bible Club to carry the gospel message to children and young people so they may be saved before their hearts are so hardened by unbelief and pride. Friends, please pray for the Bible Club and for Aunt Carolyn and Mr. Woods and all the Bible Club staff. Your prayers and support could make the difference in some young life for eternity. And now, here's the choir again.
Thank you.
The household was in chaos. Micah's mother was on her knees looking under the bed. She picked up the corner of the rug. She looked under the rug. She looked behind the closets. She looked behind the cabinets. She looked under the stool. She looked under the camel blankets. She looked everywhere. Where? Oh, where? I can't go to bed till I find it. I can't do anything. I can't get my mind off it. Where? Mama, what's wrong? And then she let out a streak of curse words that would curl your hair. And she began to declare in Micah's ears about somehow or another her money had disappeared and she had it for all kinds of precious things and she better find it. And, oh, what a scene she was causing. Poor Micah's ears must have turned red. And he thought, oh, no. And his heart was struck with fear. It should have been, too. But he lay quiet and didn't say a word for quite a while, till Mama had cooled down a little bit. And then he kind of sidled up to her, easy-like, and said, what do you want, son? I'm looking for that money, and you just as well get out of my road. Well, mother, what is it? Speak up, boy. She was just at her wit's end. She is liable to do most anything at any time. She had already cursed, and no telling what she'd do next. Well, mother, you know that money you're looking for? The money you cursed about in my ears? Yes, yes, where is it? What is it? What do you know? Say what you know. Well, I stole it, Mama. And there was a deadly silence. He didn't know whether she was going to box his ears or shake his teeth out or paddle him soundly. And as he stood there in fear and trembling, a smile broke across his mother's face. And she let out a deep sigh of relief. And she said, oh, blessed be thou of the Lord, my son. And she must have hugged him and kissed him and said, where is it, darling? Oh, where is it? Oh, I'm so glad to find my money. Oh, where is it, Micah? Take me to it right now. And I guess Micah took her to it. And she was so thankful to see her precious, wonderful money. She was so thankful to find her gold and silver that her heart was set on, that she didn't even stop to think of the fact that her boy had been a thief. And the money that she prized so greatly, no wonder he had prized it enough to steal it from her. And then, even though he was a thief and had stolen it and had hid it, when he finally admitted where it was, she never rebuked him, she never said, I'm sorry, she didn't whip him, she didn't do anything but put a grand blessing on his head for finding her wonderful, precious money. And that wasn't all. She took the same money, and she was so pleased over the whole thing, she said, oh, son, I'm so glad to find the money. You know what I'm going to do for you? I had saved this money and wholly dedicated it unto the Lord. Yeah, you believe that, she dedicated to the Lord, don't you? She said, I dedicate to the Lord to make a molten image of it for my son. And she said, now I'm going to give you that much of the money back. Giving him back money he had stolen. And I'm going to give it to you for you to have your own precious personal idol. And she did. She took those coins and that precious silver and gold down to the silversmith. And he melted it down and molded it in to a graven image. And you know what? Later on in the story, it says that the boy Micah had one God, but the man Micah had a house of gods. Oh, what a sad story it was. And you know, in the book of Judges, it says that there wasn't any king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Well, you know, just surface, that sounds pretty good. But you can't do what is right in your eyes. I can't do what is right in my eyes. We have to do what is right in God's eyes. We have to do what is right according to the Word of God. And so even though Micah's mother thought it was so wonderful to find her precious money again, she is so glad that the boy had admitted that he had it, that she didn't even rebuke him for being a thief to begin with. And she just started the boy out on the road downward from the very beginning, giving him a God to worship, a God to pray to, and when he grew up he had a whole house full of false gods, but he didn't have the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't have the God of heaven to guide him. He didn't have God's word to guide him. In fact, one day there was a lonely Levite wandering around, and he stumbled up to Micah's door, and Micah asked him, "Where'd you come from, and who are you?" And he said, "Why, I'm a Levite, you know, one of the family of priests, out of Bethlehem, Judah, and I'm just looking for a job and a place to stay." And Micah said, "Well, wonderful, come stay with me, and I'll give you silver, and I'll give you your clothes, and I'll give you your food for your pay, and you can come be my priest." And, you know, Micah thought that'd be so wonderful. He thought, even in the middle of all his gods, if he had a Levite for his priest, he'd be wonderfully blessed of God. He said, "Now I know that the Lord will do me good, seeing I have a Levite to my priest." But boys and girls, it doesn't matter what kind of form of religion you have. It doesn't matter whether you have all kinds of other things. You might go to Sunday school or church till you're blue in the face, or try to be good, or pay your debts, or help the poor and needy. But if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and if your heart is not right with Him and your sins under the blood of the Lord Jesus, then there's no salvation and God can't bless you. Oh, listen, come to the Word of God for the answers to your problems. Find in the Lord Jesus Christ forgiveness of sin and eternal life. God bless you and help you to trust Him today.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.